Life Audio.
Many people have access to God's Word, but they never open it and never get around to reading the treasures it contains. Well, today we have the opportunity to take full advantage of our access to the Bible by reading it together and praying through the teaching we find in it. I'm excited to dig in, just as I am every day, but before we do, let's pause for a very quick message from our sponsors, and then we'll read God's Word together. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9, which says, "Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends." It's difficult to make it through a day without being offended in some fashion. We're often offended by the words, actions, and attitudes of others. Sometimes we're deeply offended by those we're closest to when they act carelessly or even maliciously toward us. When we're offended, we can do a couple different things with that offense. We can hold on to it, internalize it, and grow bitter or resentful toward the offending party, or we can remember the forgiveness we've received from Jesus and choose to forgive those who have sinned against us. Forgiveness isn't easy, but it is valuable. It's a gift to the recipient and a blessing to the giver. When we forgive, even when it's painful to do so, we resist the temptation to develop a bitter heart, and we gain a greater appreciation of the costly gift of forgiveness we have been granted by Jesus. What words, actions, and offenses have become lodged inside your mind and heart? What have you been holding on to for far too long? Jesus invites us to move beyond those offenses by forgiving those who have hurt us. Who is He prompting you to forgive? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to spend some time looking at it together today. And Lord, in Your Word, You encourage us to cover an offense, not to hold on to it, but to forgive those who have offended us. You tell us that those who choose to extend that kind of forgiveness, those who overlook an offense, seek love, they promote goodwill between brothers. But when we repeat the matter, whether it be out loud or whether it be over and over again, like a movie reel that we're playing back in our mind, what we end up doing is separating close friends. We promote division. That's what Your Word tells us we end up doing. So, Lord, we know that there are people in our lives who have hurt us. We know that there are people who have offended us deeply. But by Your grace, we pray that we would not hold on to those offenses. We pray that as we rely on Your power, that we would keep no record of wrongs, that we wouldn't allow these things to become lodged in our minds and lodged in our hearts, to the point that we develop a bitter spirit within us. As we have been forgiven through Your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray that we would joyfully extend forgiveness to others. We pray that this would be done for Your glory, for our benefit, for the benefit of others, and for the cause of promoting unity among Your people. Lord, we know that this is not an easy thing to do, but we do know that Your strength is real, and You will empower us to do what You call us to do. So we thank You in advance for the power that You give to us. And we pray that Your name would be honored as we extend forgiveness where forgiveness is needed. We commit this day to Your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.